Welcome to Sound Principles for Effective Living, Volume 1, written and read by author Chris E. Toffee, an inspirational teacher and a motivational speaker. This audiobook covers most of the principles discussed in Chapters 3, 4, and 5 of the hard copy. To benefit from all the principles, especially the step-by-step practical guide, you may want to get the hard copy. The reflection guide in the hard copy was designed to help you practically implement all the principles. So I highly encourage you to get the hard copy of the book as well. Sound Principles for Effective Living is a book that has been endorsed by priests, pastors, CEOs, university professors, high school principals, deans, and many others. The book is currently being used by several churches and schools in America, Africa, and Europe as a supplemental study guide for young adults. As Matthew Aka Jr. said in the preface, it is a book that will take you by storm, but when you are done reading, you will be more focused, principled, and purposeful than ever before. My name is Courtney Wallace, and I will guide you throughout this audiobook. Let's begin. Part 1, The Principle of Purpose. What is purpose?
The greatest question in the heart of every man, woman, or a child is the question, why? Everyone has a why question to ask. A Ghanaian Methodist singing group said in one of their songs that when they get to heaven, they have a whole bunch of questions to ask God. As they stated their list of questions, I saw that all of their questions began with why. Anytime I have free time in class with my students, I try to get some feedback from them. Before I begin to solicit feedback, the students will curiously ask, "Sir, why did you choose to become a teacher?" In life, anytime you don't understand something, the first question we normally ask ourselves is why. When we meet or see friends in an unusual situation, we ask why. The word why simply means purpose. Anytime we ask a why question, we are basically asking for purpose or reason. We somehow believe everything has a reason, and that no one will do anything without a reason. This leads us to the following explanation of what purpose is.
Purpose is the driving force behind anything.
Before anything is said or done, there is an unseen driving force that motivates the person to act. By the same token, an inventor or a creator will not invent or create until there is a compelling force or a reason to do so. This force or reason that motivates an inventor or a creator to act is what we call purpose. In simple terms, purpose means a reason or a motivation that drives a creator to create, a maker to make, an inventor to invent. According to Dr. Miles Monroe, this reason can be a need or a problem that the inventor or the creator wants to solve. Therefore, anything that exists, either natural or man-made, there was a need for it, and we call the need purpose. Case in point, the sun was created because there was a need to separate day and night. Air conditioning was invented because there was a need to overcome humidity or human sweat. TV, phones, electronics were all made because there was a need or a purpose for them. You were created because there was a need for you, and the need is your purpose. In other words, you were not born to this earth to decide what your purpose is. You were born to discover your purpose and fulfill it while you enjoy life.